The Rib Lake School Board met for their regular board meeting last Thursday evening. Here's Rib Lake Superintendent Lori Mannion with the update.
Yeah, we had our meeting Thursday evening and jumped right into a discussion about the board election. So we are happy to see Jerry Blomberg return. He was the at-large member. And Amber Fallis, once again, will be back in for the town of Greenwood. And we're moving forward with the same board that we had this past year. So that's always good for consistency in the district. And then I had Judy LeMaster, our first-year nurse, in to talk about the different things that she's been doing. She works in our district approximately 2 hours a week, and she's accomplished quite a bit and actually has worked more hours than expected, and so I was coming to the board asking for some more hours for her to fulfill the school year. Good things there. The board did approve adding more hours, and so we're excited about that. Then I talked about, gave a little update on our 2015-16 budget. Everything looks pretty good right now. As I reported out to the board, one of the questions they had asked is they were considering last month the purchase of new lockers in the high school. Those are 51-year-old lockers, and it's about time we get those traded out. We're about $50,000, and that's tentative, but that's what it looks like we're going to be in the fund balance at the end of the year. We've had a lot of good things that we're under budget with the warm weather. We haven't used as many wood chips, and with our new boiler, that's been a really good plus. We've saved about $3,000 there. We also have a savings in bus fuel because of the low prices there. We've received several XL incentives through Focus on Energy, and just a variety of different things. So meeting, they did approve the locker purchase, so that's exciting. I talked a little bit about our upcoming August in-service. Have heard from our one board member, Joan Magnuson, who went to the joint convention in Milwaukee back in January, and she came back all excited about Dr. Weber, who does, he's a superintendent down near Milwaukee, and talked about the attitude makes a difference. And so I've been working with him along with our Forest Springs folks north of town, and the board did approve moving forward with having both activities going on for our August 31st in-service for our entire staff. So we're really excited about that and going forward with that. And then I just reminded him that on May 17th at 6 o'clock, over in Tomahawk, CESA 9 is hosting the WSB Spring Academy Workshop. And so I think a couple board members are going to move and go over there for that. We heard from our principals, and between Mr. Cardi and Mr. Dahlman, they talked about a variety of things. They just returned from Pioneer Ridge Middle School over in Chaska, Minnesota, and they are just going gung-ho over there with personalized learning, really a model school and school district for that. And as you know, we've been talking about it a lot in our board meetings about our personalized learning and flexible spaces. And so they gave a report on that. And as we speak, changes are going on to the spaces in our elementary and our middle school area. And we just are going strong with personalized learning third through eighth right now. So really looking forward to the instructional changes and how that's going to engage students here as we keep moving forward. We then heard from Mr. Cardi about the Fine Arts Night coming up on April 26th. It starts at 6 p.m. And a typical format that we've had in the past, we invite all community members to join us for that. We hear from our band and music area and see some of the different things that kids have been working on throughout the year. New this year, we're going to have students presenting on their digital learning experiences with our pilot and our one-to-one program going to be rolled out at the beginning of the year next year. We really want the community and our parents to see how we're using these Chromebooks in the classroom. So please come out and join us for that. So a variety of things. I think there will be about 15 stations, so we encourage the community. That's April 26th at 6 o'clock at the high school and middle school. Then rolled into a discussion that we've been having for a while here about health insurance renewal. Last month, the board approved changing the renewal from September 1 to July 1. But after we heard back from Security Health with a huge increase in our insurance rates because they just didn't feel like they've had us long enough, the board decided to return to the September 1 renewal date for 2016-17 year so that Security Health has got some more experience, and hopefully in May we'll hear a better renewal rate for next year. I just wanted to celebrate Matt Robish, who is our band teacher, and Brooke Bueller, a senior in our school. Both were nominated and selected as Herb Cole winners, and so a bunch of us are heading over on Sunday to DePere to watch them receive their awards there. So pretty exciting. Matt Robish will get $3,000 and then $3,000 for the district, which will go towards that band program. And Brooke, they upped the amount. At first it was $3,000, and they increased it to $5,000. So really exciting for both of them and for the district as a whole. We moved into new business, no retirements, no recommendations for hire at this time. And then they approved the 2016 extracurricular pay schedule and improved the increase. Unfortunately, we continue to see an increase in this as per the DPI tool that has to be used when we look at lunches. And so our new lunches are going to be $2.85 for middle school and high school students and $2.60 for our elementary, and that's for lunches for next year. So they wrapped up and went into closed session, and that was the end of the evening.
Our thanks to Rib Lake School District Superintendent Lori Mannion.